The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, Executive Director of the Clark Historical Museum. In our series of Humboldt County Con Men, today we're talking about one of the most famous, Chief White Elk. Edgar Laponte, later known as Chief White Elk, was born in Rhode Island. He started his con work at age 14, walking around town asking people to donate to help save a failing business that was in need. He was caught by the police and sent to a boarding school in hopes of straightening him out. It didn't work. His next gig was when he was in his 20s, dressing up as a Native American at Coney Island to bring attention to a particular attraction. Edgar Laponte began using the name Tom Longboat, a famous Canadian marathon runner and member of the Iroquois Nation. Laponte hosted running clinics and other events as Longboat, who at the time was fighting overseas during World War I. The real Longboat found out about the con, and Laponte shifted into his most famous form, Chief White Elk. In this persona, he was a movie star, war hero, singer, speaker of 21 languages, and dressed in a plain-style buckskin, which included a war bonnet made of quote-unquote eagle feathers, though really just turkey feathers. He traveled around raising money for war bonds to support the ongoing war, and appeared at a fundraiser at Holmes Flat in Southern Humboldt on July 4, 1917, as documented by a photo donated to the Humboldt Historical Society by Velma Childs Titus in 2017. Next to the chief, there is a short woman whom he later married. Emma Freeman took photos of the duo among the redwoods in Humboldt County, and these photos appear in the Clark collections. In his disguise, Laponte married Bertha Thompson, daughter of Lucy Thompson of the Klamath Tribe and author of To the American Indian. The extravagant wedding took place in 1918 at the Capitol in Salt Lake City, with full military honors, an attendance of 5,000 people, 31-piece band, and 10 bridesmaids. It didn't last, as Laponte was an alcoholic and cocaine user, and, depending on who you ask, Bertha left Laponte or Laponte abandoned her. It wasn't until years later that Bertha hired an attorney to learn more about the chief's Cherokee ancestry and learn that he was a con man. Chief White Elk continued with his con and traveled to Canada and Europe, raising money for bogus causes and skipping town when the gig was up. He married again, tried to meet the Queen of England, met with Benito Mussolini under the pretense that the chief was the first and only American Indian fascist, was arrested in Italy and Switzerland, returned to the States selling his gold teeth for cigarettes, and, after a few more years of traveling around in different versions of his movie star educated Indian guise, had two heart attacks, one which landed him in the hospital while he was in Eureka. He later died from pneumonia at the age of 62 in 1944 in Phoenix, Arizona. Make sure to check out the Clark Museum's blog on our website by Katie Bush to see images of Chief White Elk and read other great Humboldt County history stories. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.